Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Former Amsterdam police officer has sued the department alleging racial discrimination got him fired. Explain.
We have a story today about this lawsuit that was filed in U.S. District Court last week. And in this case, the officer, a 12-year veteran there, Alan Drake, he's seeking his job back. He's also seeking various damages against the police department for what he says has been a 12-year career, or was a 12-year career, where he was subjected to all kinds of racial discrimination throughout the time, including a number of disconcerting allegations about incidents that happened in the police department. In particular, he says that, you know, the white officers in the department repeatedly would tell him things over the years that he was hired only as a quote-unquote showpiece to be a black officer after some prior discrimination claims at that department. He also claims the officers just openly displayed white supremacist symbols at the station and on their person. He says one officer had a tattoo of a SS lightning bolt, one of these symbols of Nazi Germany, tattooed right on his wrist. So he says this racially hostile work environment sort of just dogged him throughout his career, and it affected his assignments, it affected training, which he said he didn't get. So he was eventually fired just last month for what he says, you know, trumped up charges about his conduct, and he says he wants his job back. His lawyer said, you know, he doesn't want to give up on Amsterdam, doesn't want to throw in the towel. He wants his job back and wants to try to help the city do the right thing.
The second story we have today, if you want to get outside, there are at least four Adirondack towns that would like you to visit.
Yeah, so Steve Williams, our longtime Saratoga County reporter, has a story today about these four towns up in the northwest corner of Saratoga County, Corinth, Hadley, Day, and Edinburgh. These towns have really struggled to attract any new residents at all over the years. So they've pooled all their economic development money. It's not a lot, but they've pooled it all together. They've hired a consultant, and they're coming up with what appears to be a new marketing plan to try to draw people there. And what they want to try to do is play on their beautiful rural nature. This is some rugged hills and valleys right around the Sacandaga Lake and in the southern Adirondacks. They want to say to people, especially maybe who's adjusting to the post-COVID world, saying, come to this beautiful area. There's property available that's reasonably priced. The next phase of this is to embark on a marketing strategy where they market themselves as Saratoga's Adirondack. So they're in the Adirondack Park, but they're also not too far away from some of the jobs and economic centers closer to Albany and Saratoga Springs, etc.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us each Wednesday. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.